The lawsuit to release the numbers was successfully brought by the government watchdog group, the Umpire Center, after a Freedom of Information request to the administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo stalled. The center's health policy analyst, Bill Hammond, says the department over the weekend added to its website over 4,000 deaths of nursing home residents who died of coronavirus after being sent to the hospital. The numbers confirm a report by State Attorney General Tish James. She said the state undercounted nursing home hospital deaths by 50%. And those deaths are in addition to the over 9,000 who passed away in a nursing home. Hammond says the newly released data also shows that 219 residents of adult long-term care facilities, including assisted living centers, succumbed to the virus, and that 1,516 of those who were admitted to the hospital from the facilities died. Previously, all of those deaths were simply classified as hospital deaths. Hammond says it's important that the public know the difference.
The analogy I've been drawing is, what if you found out the police department was only reporting crimes that happened during the week and leaving out the crimes that happened on the weekend?
Under the terms of the court order, the health department is expected to release more detailed data by Wednesday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.